Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll till 3 o'clock. Thank you for tuning us in here over the lunch hour. That was great. Tiki Barber, former NFL running back, now with CBS. You hear him and his partner, Tiki and Tierney, immediately following our show at 3 o'clock. Good stuff out of him. Now it's a tremendous letdown.
Oh, boy.
We say hello in Cleveland to Ken Silverstein on the Draft House 50 hotline. Kenny, how are you, man?
Run, Tiki, run. Very nice. Eli Manning's best friend, Tiki Barber.
Yeah,
very nice.
You got that right. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff out of him, too. Speaking of good stuff.
Yes.
Cleveland once again.
Always.
Have they burned the city down after Griffin gone, and they still don't have a GM unless something has changed? Chauncey Billups hasn't signed yet, has he?
Well, let's take the first part. No, it hasn't burned down, but it got shaken to its almighty core the other day, and it still lingers. And in regards to Billups, I was on the phone with a source about 15 minutes ago, and it's a mixed bag, but I'm going to go with what he's telling me. And off the record, it appears what he's saying to me, it's the ball, pardon the expression, is in his court. They're waiting to hear from him. My guess it will be tomorrow, but I'm not positive about that. But for the time being, I'm going to go with it that a decision, quote, will be made tomorrow. Why it's not being made today, I really don't know, other than the draft's coming up in a few hours. The Cavs at this point do not have a first or second round pick. So I'm not sure why, if he's holding back on a decision to announce, or if they know the answer and they're holding back for marketing and PR and positioning perspective. I'm not sure on that part of it, but it looks like we should know something hopefully by tomorrow. Hopefully.
So I just heard this in passing on the radio, and I don't know where it came from, but a host was saying that there was a report yesterday that LeBron told Jimmy Butler to stay away from Cleveland. Is that right?
I've heard stuff like that. I don't buy any of it. Okay. I really don't. I've been doing this a long, long time. And two things I don't do. I don't question anybody's heart when it comes to an injury and bouncing back, whether or not someone's hurt. I'll never question anyone in regard to that. And I don't, unless you can prove it to me and I see it and hear it with my own eyes or ears, I do not question someone's professionalism. And to me, unless you can prove that, and I don't think anybody can prove that, I think that's a bunch of hogwash, whether it was LeBron James or a partridge in a pear tree. Basically, that's saying to someone or about someone that they're not a pro, because no pro is going to do that. There's just not. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I've never heard of anybody doing that. Whether you like somebody, don't like somebody, to, quote, contact somebody and say, hey, don't come here because of whatever the issue, singular or plural, might be. You got to be able to prove that. And so since I can't prove it, I'm not going anywhere near that. So I think that's a bunch of hooey, let's say.
Do you think in tonight's draft, Ken, because you cover the association as well as anybody, do you think in tonight's draft there will be a big deal done? Because we just learned that Ricky Rubio's name is now being tossed out as trade bait for Minnesota. Do you think there'll be a big deal done, or do you think any big deals will take place like after next week, after the draft is over?
Well, I think a couple moves could be made. I think Boston could trade down from 3. They have all these draft picks. Maybe they pull the trigger on Jimmy Butler. Maybe they pull the trigger if they can live with Paul George for a year, or maybe Danny Ainge thinks he can schmooze him and keep him after the 1-year deal, and he becomes a free agent next July, July 1st of 18. I can see Boston doing something. You mentioned Minnesota. Dallas is allegedly involved. I can see San Antonio maybe trying to do something. Cleveland has been in up to their eyeballs and stuff, but I don't think with their lack of flexibility and overpaying certain players and with the cap going down a couple million, I think Kevin Love, I might be eating my words here, but as of this hour, I think Kevin Love will stay put. Mm-hmm. July 1st is another big day. That's when free agency begins. We'll see what happens there. I do think there will be some moves made tonight. I think it depends on what you consider to be big or a biggie, but I think it'll be a couple that are going to be catch people's attention, let's say.
You don't see Porzingis going. Do you think that was just all BS by Phil Jackson because he was mad because he didn't show up for an exit interview?
I wouldn't do it if I was him, but the Zen Master seems to be losing his fastball, so nothing would surprise me. I mean, he'd love the trade if he could get Carmelo Anthony to agree to a trade because he's got a very tight no-trade clause in his deal. I think Cleveland would take Carmelo, but they will not trade Kevin Love mm-hmm. or Carmelo Anthony. That is not going to happen.
Right.
Even with the craziness going on in their front office, that's not going to go down. Now, would the Cavaliers take Carmelo? Yes, but I don't think they have what the Knicks would be looking for, so I don't think Carmelo's being dealt to the Cavaliers. And at this point, my guess is both guys will remain status quo. But Phil's done some silly things over the last year or two. But if I'm him, I hold on to the 7-footer. He's 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got a unique game for his size. Is he Kevin Durant? No. I don't think he'll ever be Kevin Durant. But he's Durant's basically, depending on who you talk to, is roughly a 7-footer, maybe 6'10", 6'11", without shoes on. And the European import has got, an outside game. He's athletic. So I wouldn't trade him. But Phil has done some silly things, so we'll see. But my guess is he'll remain. Phil will shop him, see that he can't get the kind of value he's looking for, and my guess is he'll stay put.
Ken, in some corners of the world, it seems like LeBron leaving after next season is a foregone conclusion. What is the temperature of people looking forward past next year and LeBron's future in Cleveland from out there?
Well, this one is unanswerable. I hear this stuff. The problem is those who are saying and writing and so forth are basically projecting 12 and a half months from now. I can't even tell you what's going to happen an hour from now, okay? And I don't think anybody else can. And so it makes for good Twitter stuff, makes for good fodder, verbally, otherwise. I would say this, and I think this thing is going to ebb and flow many, many different ways over the next 12 and a half months. First of all, I think it all depends on, one, do they get to the finals again? Two, how well do they do in the finals? Three, if they win it all, I don't think he's going anywhere, okay? So we have to wait to literally June to see what happens from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I think knowing him at least a little bit and being around him now since his sophomore year in high school and watching him very closely and talking to him and dealing with him and his people all these years, he made a huge mistake from a PR standpoint the last time. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. He did it on national TV. That ain't going to happen. I'll bet you every dollar I have, that ain't going to happen. You know, he might leave, but he ain't using that vehicle. That ain't going to happen. I think he's going to wait and see what happens this offseason. I think he's going to wait and see how well they play into February. I think he's going to wait and see what they might do at the trading deadline, which is always roughly around the 20th, 21st, 22nd-ish of every February. And then the next domino to fall is, again, going backwards to go forward, what do they do in the postseason? So anybody who writes and says that they know or they think they know what he's going to do is, in my opinion, pure silliness. You have a right to say it, free country, but it's not grounded in real, real knowledge. It just isn't. This thing is very fluid. If, and I don't know this at this point, the job or not, if Billups takes the job,
mm-hmm.
I do know this. LeBron and Billups are tight. I know Billups is tight with Ty Lue, the coach. Now, does that guarantee anything? No. I'm just throwing that out as another part of this very complex equation. This is not simple stuff. Now, some are going to say, well, Ken, he came back. He won a title. He broke the drought of, all these decades of not winning anything in the major three sports here in Cleveland. Okay, I get that. But I'm not sure at this point that anyone knows. He doesn't. Let me rephrase it. He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know he doesn't know because he's not your typical athlete. I mean, he's not a PhD candidate, but he's a very savvy guy. And he learns from his mistakes, especially that huge one a few years ago. And he's going to survey it. He's going to watch the moving pieces. Now, is he going to put a lot of pressure on people? Well, you better believe it. Oh, that's an understatement, okay? That one I can tell you is truthful, okay? He's going and is doing right now, putting pressure on them to do certain things, whether it's George or Butler, and both of those seem to be cooked at this point. Again, things have a way of coming full circle. Maybe by 7 o'clock Eastern time, they get hot again, but at this point, it looks like Butler and George are off the docket for the Cavaliers, at least at this point. If they fall
apart, do you think those guys are on the docket for somebody else? Just what we talked about with Minnesota trying to lure Butler.
No, I think. Look, Indiana's a tough spot.
Yeah,
Indiana
they are.
Has to trade. Yeah. I mean, they have no leverage.
Yes.
I mean, they're doing a pretty good job of keeping the Lakers kind of there and working Cleveland and working Boston and working some other teams. Okay, but the long and the short is they cannot. It's impossible to get true value when everybody knows he wants out, he's a rental for 1 year. And anybody who thinks outside of the Lakers or the Clippers that he will sign long-term, I think they're living in a dream world. He's an L.A. kid, and we've been hearing this about L.A. for a couple years.
Yeah, he wants to go home. Wants to go home, yeah.
Right, so I'm going to take him at his word and his agent's word, and so it's a rental. And so because everybody knows it's a rental, look, if I had been them, I would have done the Kevin Love deal. He's a four-time All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
He signed for multi-years. He's coming off 19-11
right.
in the regular season.
Yeah.
You know, he's
and
got
he, and he dominated. World. He dominated the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, he did.
But he ate Toronto's lunch.
Yeah.
Now, is he an average or less than average matchup against Golden State? Yeah, but you know what? Even if you look at his numbers, he still averaged 16 and something rebound wise
right.
in the finals. So
he had 22 in one game.
Right. So I don't know what Indiana's seeking. I would have done the Love deal. Now I might have said to the Cavaliers, "Look, I want another piece. Maybe you get and these are not household names. Maybe you get backup guard Amon Shumpert or someone of that stature. Is Shumpert overpaid? Yeah, he's overpaid for his skill set. You know, I know that sort of." So does everybody else in the NBA. But, you know, would have given you a guy that you could have put in the rotation. In Indiana, is and I'm being kind here, a marginal playoff team
mm-hmm.
at this point. And the other thing why I would have made the deal if I'd been Indiana for Love and with Cleveland would be then you got a front court of Miles Turner, really young, big, and he could play, inside the paint within 8 feet. He can shoot the outside jump a little bit. And you spread the floor with Love. That's the deal I would have done. Why they don't want to do it, I don't know.
Okay.
That to me, if you can get a four-time All-Star that signed for multi-years and is 28 years old and still has probably about 3, maybe 4 years of prime playing ahead of him, and you have no leverage, and you can get an All-Star player for Paul George, that's the deal I would have done, bud. And again, who knows? He may go full circle and come back, but as of 15 minutes ago, before we started the conversation, now it's about half hour ago, I've been told they're looking elsewhere.
Okay.
Good luck to them.
Okay, fair enough. Let's kind of run around a little bit. We know who number one's going to be. That's going to be Fultz to Philly. We're sure now that Lonzo Ball's going to go to the Lakers. But here is Boston sitting at three. Do they take Josh Jackson? Do they take Jason Tatum? Or do they cut a deal and come up with another player someplace and drop down in the draft?
If I was Danny Ainge with all these draft picks, more draft picks than whatever, fill in the blank, whatever the cliche might be, I would trade out of three and get a veteran. When I say a veteran player, I mean a veteran player in his prime.
Does he get Jimmy Butler with that?
I would want, if I'm Chicago, I'd want a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Because Butler's an all-star type player, and I think Butler's 27, if I'm not mistaken. You can check on that age for me.
Oh, he's right.
I think Butler's
there.
27.
Yeah.
He's in that ballpark.
Right.
That's the kind of deal I would make. I'm not taking some kid who might be in my rotation. If I'm Boston, I need to close the gap with LeBron. And the only way I can close it is get somebody who can go with Isaiah Thomas to be a stud player. And if you add Butler, now all of a sudden you got Thomas and Butler in your backcourt. You got Avery Bradley coming off the bench. That's not a bad three-headed monster there. And all of a sudden, you're better. Again, can you beat Cleveland? Probably not, but you're closer.
Mm-hmm.
You're closer, and that's what you're trying to close the gap. And I don't know, with taking you fill in a blanket number three is automatically in 17-18 going to close the gap. I don't see it. This third pick is not Michael Jordan coming out of college.
Right, right.
This is not LeBron James coming out of high school. This is a good draft class, and it's deep. But there's nobody out there who's going to come in and be a perennial all-star, become an iconic player,
mm-hmm.
a first-name type of player, where they go by one name and everybody knows who they are, like LeBron,
mm-hmm.
Like Michael onward and onward.
Yep.
So I would trade three for Butler or George or someone of that stature. I don't want LaMarcus Aldridge. I think over the last year or two, in San Antonio, his stock has gone down.
Yeah, the Spurs are trying to leverage that to try to move into the top 10. I don't see anybody taking him.
Maybe around 8, 9, 10, you might have a shot, but you ain't going to. I'd be shocked if they got something in the top 5. Look, they have arguably the best management team in all of the NBA.
Yes.
With Pop and Buford.
Yes.
If anybody can do it, they can do it. But you and I think, agree. I don't believe, I don't think the Tooth Fairy is going to show up when, the tooth is popped out. No, I think they'll end up trying, but I'd be very surprised if they land something in the top 10. The other reason, guys, if I'm somebody in the top 10, I don't want to deal with San Antonio. Those guys are too smart. They rip people off. I don't want them ripping me off. Okay, now if somebody else calls and I think they're a dummy, then I'm more interested, but I don't want to deal with Popovich and his crew. Those guys are too bright. They win too many battles. So, no, I see why San Antonio wants to get in the top 10, but that's only 50% of the equation. Wanting is one thing. Closing the deal is the other 50%. And for LaMarcus Aldridge at this stage, no. Now, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they could have done the deal, but he's been exposed over the last couple of years, and I'd be surprised if they can get into the top 10.
Ken Silverstein with us here. Ken, with that, you done with the NBA, Jim?
Yeah, let's go somewhere else.
Let's go to the Big Ten.
Let's go.
Over-unders have been out for a while for football. Mm-hmm. And just a couple I wanted to throw by you. And I want to start here on our side of the division, the west side, away from your Buckeyes and Wolverines and everybody out there east.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin is the runaway favorite this year, which is completely understandable. What they accomplished last year with that schedule. But is this a team that is knocked down, no doubt about it, double-digit win? Or we may be overinflating them because of what they did last year, and maybe the Badgers aren't the runaway that we think about. Is that a thought that has crossed your mind at all this summer?
Yeah, I look, they have a really good program, and they do a lot with basically three-star players for the most part. They really do a nice job of coaching up kids, and they always get these 300-plus offensive linemen from Kenosha, Wisconsin, or wherever, and they always have a running back or two, and their quarterback play, except for when Wilson was there for his short stint as a transfer out of North Carolina State, their quarterback play, for the most part, is always average or below average. I'm not thrilled with the quarterback play coming out of last year with a young freshman. Now, could he make a quantum leap? Yeah, I guess he could. Players do that. But my guess is they will win the division. But whoever comes out of the East, and it probably is going to be one of, I don't think it'll be Michigan State. Mm-hmm. So you pick, whether it's Penn State, Ohio State, or Michigan, I'm not sure at this point it makes a difference. They will be a big favorite over Wisconsin, no matter who are the big three come out of the East. So, yeah, I think 10 is doable. 9 is probably also within realm of possibility, but I don't see it more than 10. So I could live somewhere between 9, 9.5, 10 on the high side for the beloved Badgers.
Iowa, we've seen at 6.5 or 7, depending on what Vegas shop you're shopping at the time. That in the same kind of thought process here, or I don't know. Jim and I have both talked about it. I think there might be more of a likelihood that this Iowa team doesn't get to a bowl game as opposed to being the surprise that they were 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, obviously 2 years ago was a hell of a run, no doubt about it. You talk about a centimeter or two short of winning the Big Ten title in Indy. So, yeah, obviously Iowa State's in the non-conference schedule. I'm just trying to think out loud who they play non-conference. They don't play anybody that jumps out at me, so that should help them. I know they got Ohio State at home this year as one of the crossover games, and that should be one hell of a game. That should be a night game at this point. So I could see 7. You know, maybe if everything goes right and they get really good health and the offensive line is better than it was last year early on and quarterback play is steady but maybe not spectacular, but don't throw a lot of picks and just kind of moves the chains, as they say. I could see 7-8, but I'd say right now probably 7. 7-5, I think, is a number that is probably doable. And at 7, you're going to a bowl game. It's not a great bowl game, but 7 will get you, obviously, to a bowl game.
Ken Silverstein is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. When you sit and you kind of assess where the Big Ten is right now, in the Final Four this coming season, everybody has Alabama penciled in, and rightfully so. But will it be Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan? And would it be one of those teams? USC might be another one from the Pac-12. Yeah. Who else do you have then?
Well, Alabama, even though it's really interesting, their recruiting class this year is way, way, way off. Now, we got a long way to December for the early signing period in February when the rest of the kids will sign, but they're nowhere near the top 10, 15, or even top 20 at this point. They're going to have a very small class, but he's been number one in recruiting for the last 7 years consecutively. So, yes, it's sort of like one of the Ten Commandments alike. You got to have Alabama in the Final Four, but would not be surprised if this is a little bit of a down recruiting class considering where they've been the last 7 years. I do not think they will have the number one class this year. I don't even think they have a shot at it at this point. Somebody from the Big Ten is going to be in there. It's going to be somebody from the East. My guess, and I'm going to give myself a little wiggle room.
Okay.
This thing could waffle as we get into the season, and the season cannot come soon enough, boys. It's about 70-some days away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's have a religious moment. Hallelujah. You don't think I'm counting the days? No. Can count the days until the Big Ten
really
commences? Nah, never. It's going to come down to, I think, the Ohio State, Penn State winner. The game this year is in Columbus. I think Michigan, they're going to be so young. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be real good, especially near the end of the year. But I think it's going to be Ohio State or Penn State representing as one of the Final Four. So for conversation, we'll put Penn State in there because they are, quote, the defending champion. So we got half of the equation done. I agree with you guys. I think USC is going to come out of the Pac-12. That's three. Then it's really going to come down to whether you like somebody in the ACC or whether you like somebody in the Big 12. Big 12 fans, hold on to the body parts. You're going to get screwed again.
Wow.
I think Oklahoma's going to lose to Ohio State in the second week of the season in Columbus. That's a night game. I think Oklahoma will lose that game again. And so I'm going to say adios to the Big 12. What else is new? I think Clemson's going to slide a little bit, and I'll throw in Florida State at this point. But I want to see how well they play. They lose, you know, a great running back to the NFL draft. They're still using a young QB who was very up and down last year. So we'll see. But right now, in no particular order, Penn State, Florida State, USC, Alabama, with Ohio State and Oklahoma. And let me give one more team that might be on the cusp. Maybe Washington, because they have the young quarterback coming back. I know they lost John Ross to the Bengals in round one. They're a very fleet wide receiver. But he's had a couple good recruiting classes. And I know, Jim, you and I agree. I think Chris Peterson is really a great coach.
He's really a good coach. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I just think he's an upper echelon guy. So I'll put Washington, Ohio State, Oklahoma, sort of that, you know, knock it on the door.
Okay.
Could get in if someone has a blemish somewhere along the way.
How big of a step back for Clemson in your mind? They lose Deshaun Watson, and he took that program to heights they hadn't been since 1982. Small step back where they're still 9-3, 10-2, or could it be even bigger than that in your mind?
No, I think 9-3, 10-2, more like 10-2. Okay. They're going to have obviously someone else, a quarterback.
Yep.
Wayne Gallimore, the running back, not a superstar, but he was taken by the Giants in round four. Where they're really strong, and they are strong, is they are literally too deep at defensive line play. You could argue that Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama have the three best defensive fronts, not only front four, but front eight, meaning the backups are that good. So because of that, they're going to be in a lot of games. Obviously, they've recruited very well over the last few years. Thank you, Dabo. So I'd say more between 9 and 10. No less than that. There's no way they went only 8. I'd be shocked if they went 11. So somewhere between 9 and 10. If Florida State's going to get them, this is the year to get them. And I think Florida State will get them this year and will represent the ACC in the Final Four at this point. But he's got a really good program. And he's recruiting better now, obviously. Winning a title helps. He is now recruiting at a level of Alabama, Ohio State, and, you know, teams that have coaches that have more than a couple of rings national championship-wise. So he's taken a program, help me, Jim. Danny Ford won the title.
He did.
Back in the early 80s.
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
That is.
Danny Ford,
yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. Yeah.
Or lack thereof. It's like talking to a piece of plywood.
He never had a personality at all.
No, he did not at all. But they won. They won a national title in the early '80s, and obviously come off a huge comeback win against Alabama, and arguably one of the best games. I don't know if you guys agree or not. Maybe one of the best games I've ever seen.
Oh, it was a great game,
championship game or otherwise.
Yeah, great game. Thank you, pal. You have a good time tonight. I know you're going to be
NBA
busy.
Draft. Bring
yeah.
it on.
See you, Kenny.
We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You got it, man. Take it easy. That's Ken Silverstein on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mill Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Quick break. We're coming right back on the Big Talker 1700.
1700K BGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
Come to the Home Depot for the start of something big. Red, white, and blue savings on select Ryobi One Plus tools, like the Ryobi 18 volt string trimmer or Ryobi Jet fan blower, each just $119. Plus, every One Plus battery starts up to 70 other tools, so you could start quite a collection. Start today with Ryobi One Plus tools and red, white, and blue savings only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services with then prevailing rates applying second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in as we say hello to you, and we roll all the way till 3 o'clock today. So it's the NBA draft tonight.
You're pumped up.
I'm excited because I just like to see where a lot of these top college players end up going.
It's kind of the perfect thing for you. You love hoops.
I do.
Both college and NBA.
I do.
So it's the meshing of them together.
It is. Yeah.
It works out for you. I'm not nearly as excited as I used to
be.
Okay. This used to be my favorite event. Used to love the NBA draft.
Back
in the day when I was a much bigger NBA fan in the 90s.
Okay.
Than I am today. So doesn't have the same kind of pull that it once did.
Okay. I'm really curious. When we opened the show, and I just want to revisit this a little bit, because I looked at the last two mock drafts, and Monte Morris's name was missing from those two drafts.
Yeah, you'd mentioned that. So you saw a couple different ones.
I did. And I don't know why that is maybe if his workouts weren't as good as what we had been told.
Well, he had the injury, remember.
That is correct, which hurt him from that standpoint.
Absolutely.
But we thought Morris was probably out of the four guys,
mm-hmm.
Peter Jok, Jeremy Morgan, Monte Morris, Deontay Burton, that Morris was pretty much a lock, at least late in the second round.
Yeah, yeah. I thought even better than that.
Better than that?
Yeah.
Top
45.
I was just a little surprised that he wasn't in that. Now, look.
It's just one guy's opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's a guy who follows the league much closer than you and I do. I mean, that's his job, is to be dialed in. But still, it's mock draft stuff. But I just kind of thought that Monte Morris would most likely have his name called. And I thought that you made a very good point when we chatted about this, whether if it's good to be drafted late in the second round or be a free agent.
Right.
Okay. And you felt that, well, I think it's better to be drafted in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, and you hear this NFL, NBA, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Oh, it's better not to even be drafted at all. Okay. Because you get to select where you're going to go.
That's what people think.
A, the team still has to sign you. You can't just say, I want to go sign with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Because I can shoot it really well.
Yeah.
Peter Jok.
Yeah.
The Magic can't shoot a lick.
No.
They shot like 31% from three.
Just terrible.
Well, Peter Jok.
Yeah.
But Orlando has to give him a contract. They have to sign him at least to a summer league deal.
A team has to like you.
Right. You can't just say, I'm going there. Or, I'm a big man. I'm going to this team that doesn't have any big men. They got to want you, too. It's got to be a two-way avenue.
Sure.
On top of it, you're not going to be the only big man they're looking at. And every other big man that wasn't drafted, or every other shooter like Peter Jok that isn't drafted, they're going to be looking at the
same
thing.
That's it.
So, Josh Hart, he doesn't get drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Orlando might be a pretty good fit. So it's not just that you're going up against that. It is difficult to make the league if you're not a first-round pick. The guaranteed money that you get, the guaranteed contract, most importantly, that you get in the first round is uber important. It's tough if you're even a second-rounder.
Correct.
And there's only two rounds.
Yeah.
We're not talking seven
rounds. No, like it used to be.
Went back in the old day, and they'd be drafting guys from local colleges that had no shot of playing in the league.
Right.
And stuff like that. It's not like that anymore. But it is still easier, even as a second-round pick, than it is as a free agent. Say, oh, and you can name this player that wasn't drafted and made it.
Well, people now will point to Jared Utoff, who wasn't drafted, kicked around the D-League a lot, finally got a chance to go to Dallas and signed a 10-day deal. Mm-hmm. They sent him to the D-League. Then he came back. And they let him play because they were done. They weren't going to make the playoffs, so they let him play. Now he has a chance to stick with that roster. But it's taken him a year and a half to make that happen.
For every Jared Utoff, there are thousands.
Correct.
Of players that think they're going to play in the league, aren't drafted, think they're going to be able to do it, and they don't.
Yeah.
Just go through and watch a random D-League team. And go through and look at those guys and look at what those guys did collegiately. And most of those guys that play in the D League, that is going to be the Gatorade League, the G
League.
It's
the G League now. I got to remember that. It's the G League.
And the Iowa Wolves, it'll no longer be the Energy. But look through those guys, and for a majority of them, they have no shot of playing in the league.
Mm-hmm.
No shot of playing in the league.
I know that's tough because all your boys are saying, dude, you're the best. You're the best. Look at you. You just dominate high school.
It doesn't matter boys.
Oh.
It matters. You probably believe that.
Yeah. If you believe. Come. Yeah.
And the opportunity.
That has got to be crushing.
It does.
Crushing.
And you feel like you're close because you're playing in the developmental league.
Sure.
The reality is.
It's Triple-A baseball. There are a lot of guys that never make it to the show, that make it to AAA. They're career AAA players.
But even those guys, there's a lot more fluidity to rosters in baseball.
You're correct, there is.
In basketball.
And there's a lot more guys.
Though there's injuries, yes.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as fluid as it is in baseball. And that's another component. It's not as quite as simple as it is in baseball. And if you're on a 40-man roster and going up and down, it's a tough road, Jimmy B.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at three, probably four guys that aren't going to be guaranteed contract.
Right.
Might have to go this free agent route. Going to have to play incredibly well during the summer league. Going to have to do things in a positive way. You got to be playing well.
Do you think all four guys get summer league contracts?
I do, yeah.
I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think they'll play. I mean, Gasella and Woodbury, both those guys.
Yeah, they got summer league
contracts. Summer league contracts.
Yeah.
So all these guys, I think, are going to be fine there unless they just make the decision right away. You know what? I have an opportunity right away to go to Europe.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go do that.
Yeah.
That could happen as well. But, yeah, I think we'll see all these guys, and you'll be pumped up, and you'll be watching NBA TV this summer and reporting back to us.
Hey, look, I watched when Utah was playing. I watched to see how we performed. If you've got guys that just completed their school, and like Peter Jok, like Jeremy Morgan, like Monte Morris, like Deontay Burton, if they're going to be on a summer league team, and if they're playing a night game when I'm just sitting on my can at home, then I'm probably going to sample it just to see how they fit in and make my, make my assessment of if indeed they are an NBA caliber player at that time.
So that's you.
That's me.
Speaking of summer basketball.
Yeah.
Do we get to see tonight in Ankeny at the Capital City League? Do we see Cameron Laird? Cam, give us a call. 264-1700. Let us know if you're playing.
Come on, Cam.
Jim will go up there. No, it's draft night. I can't go.
You're not draft night, no. And see, that's another thing. Is Cam going to show up, or does he think he might hear his name called?
Probably not.
Hadn't played a college game yet.
Probably not. Two games in, still have yet to see him.
Where the hell is Cameron Laird?
He's apparently just hanging out in Ames, shooting hoops. Take the trek down to Ankeny. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
You can get there. How quick can you get from
20 minutes for me.
20 minutes. Darting around town in a little
You've been in my sports car. You know where that sucker will go.
You're going quick. We got some baseball talk coming up on the other side. Also at 2 o'clock, we're going to talk NBA with Josh Martin, 220. College football with Bill Benner, but going to talk a little baseball.
Yeah.
Coming up here on the other side. Day baseball going on, some rain happening as well. We'll get you update next here. Jimmy B and TC live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Attention landowners. Want to know what your farm is worth? At Iowa Land Company, our team of blue-collar land experts combine years of real estate experience with the latest marketing innovations to give you a modern real estate service unmatched in the Hawkeye State. We're a farmland real estate company, and helping connect buyers and sellers of Iowa land is our specialty. Give us a call at 641-443-2584 or visit us online at iowalandcompany.com for a free farmland evaluation.
solution.
Do you have building projects to be done around the house? My husband and I are going through quite the home renovation. We realize we're always borrowing a trailer from a friend for hauling furniture, picking up building supplies, and trips to the dump, if it was available. We found Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell. Josh showed us all the options Lacasey Trailer Sales had in stock. Cargo, utility, and equipment are just a few. Josh helped us decide which trailer worked best for our needs. Lacasey Trailer Sales in Grinnell had exactly what we were looking for and affordable pricing. Visit Lacasey Trailer Sales and Truck Accessories or call 641-990-2674. I'm glad we went with Lacasey, and you will be too.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get three of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Three for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words, road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
1700 KBGG kicks off your morning with On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I would want all of the police force to have everything that they would need at their fingertips.
Just because they say that they need it, that's enough. We need it, so please get it to us.
And they give you the hometown scoop with Monk and Kelly.
I didn't know you had a clothing line.
Yeah. Is it really made of bacon?
It's got the official bacon stamp of approval.
Smell it. Not scratch it, sniff.
News from around the globe with Westwood One. On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the Big Talker. 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back out of here, Jimmy B is knee deep.
I am.
In draft coverage.
Well, I was trying to see where Monte Morris is going. I looked at a couple that didn't have his name, and then I just found another one that has him listed at 55 to the Utah Jazz. So,
yeah.
I mean,
none of these morons know anything. They're morons just like we are.
They are.
They know as much as we do.
Yeah, you're right.
Monte Morris isn't drafted.
Yeah.
If Monte Morris, just for argument's sake, is not looked at as one of the 60 best college basketball players eligible for the draft this year, I quit. I do. I mean, it's just...
I know.
I'm not going to try to figure this thing out anymore.
I know. Yeah, what do your eyes tell you?
Is Monte Morris going to be an 8-time All-Star? No, he's not. He's not.
Mm-mm.
But is Monte Morris have the ability to be your backup guard for
10 years?
Excellent team for a decade?
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
Can he be a starter for an upper-level playoff team? Not a 7-8 seed, but a top 3-4 seed? I think so. I think at the apex of his career, he can be that good. He knows how to handle a team.
He does.
He's improved so much as a player. Mm-hmm. Is he a dynamite athlete? No. But you're talking about a guy that is going to get everybody in the right spot,
yep.
is going to do everything that you ask for. He is not going to screw things up. And maybe he doesn't have the upside of a Dennis Smith. I get that. I understand. Dennis Smith from NC State, he gets everybody hot and bothered. You look at the athleticism. He's still rebounding. He had a bad knee injury in high school.
Correct.
You think, boy, if he gets all that athleticism back, just how good this guy's going to be. I get it. That's who you take with the top 10 pick, a lottery pick. You take guys like that. But you're sitting there in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
You have a need for a backup point guard. And you're going to take a shot at some 19-year-old kid that you have no clue about. You're going to take some shot at some international kid that went out there and played low-level games throughout the Euro Leagues. And for the most part, a lot of those young kids don't even play at a high level.
You're right.
They're sitting on the bench over there.
Yeah.
You're going to take a shot with that or Monte Morris. I guess it's just about upside. And when people are compiling their mock draft, probably the same kind of thing.
You think we're too close to it because we watched him play for so many years?
I don't think too close to it.
And we marveled at what he could do in certain situations?
Because I think we can look at some of the discrepancies of the games. When we talked about Peter Jok, we talked about Jeremy Morgan, we talked about Deontay Burton, we've talked about local guys, and in past years, guys that are close to the draft. I've also been wrong on things. George Niang, I did not think, would be able to play at the league, but he has.
Sure.
He's shown that ability. Yep. I didn't think he had the requisite foot speed. I didn't think that his craftiness, I guess is how you put
it. He could get by on just craftiness?
The way the game was played, though, has worked in his favor. Mm-hmm. It has evolved in a guy with some size that can shoot it from the outside like he can and combine it with the craftiness, it worked out. Monte Morris, I think, is a slam dunk. A slam dunk guy that can stick in the league. Now it comes down to what teams are looking for that.
Right.
And you look through and there's so many teams like the Celtics, like the Sixers, that have put so many assets together and they have so many different picks. Well, if you got that many shots, you got that many bullets in your holster, aren't you just going to fire three and hope that one of these crazy ones sticks?
Sticks, yeah.
As opposed to going with the safe thing? Maybe that'll be a problem for Monte Morris.
Couldn't
because
be.
We see so many teams that just don't have a lot. Or mm-hmm. the Cavs, again, without a first-round pick, they don't want to take safe. A safe, they don't need safe. They need to get lucky.
They do need to get lucky, yes.
Look at who's the guy for the Warriors, the rookie that was playing in the finals?
McCaw. Yeah.
You got to find a guy
like
that.
You got lucky with him.
You get lucky with
that. Yeah, they did.
You don't get lucky with Monte Morris doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something that'll hurt him as well.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Josh Martin, NBA Bleacher Report. Doesn't he cover the Clips as well? I think he does. I think he does some stuff with the Clippers.
Whenever I talk with Josh, we just talk NBA in general.
You do? Okay.
Yes. An update of baseball as well.
Yeah,
for
let's
you.
Go.
We promised that the Twins and White Sox, no go on that one up till this point. The Cardinals down 3-0 to the Phillies as they play in the top of the seventh inning. Texas with a 3-0 lead over Toronto. And the Brewers up early 2-1 over the Pirates. Cubs tonight 6-10 their first pitch as they'll get Miami. It'll be Arrieta on the bump for the Cubs tonight without Kyle Schwarber.
And Kyle Schwarber will be playing again in Des Moines. As he's been sent down to the Iowa Cubs.
Now Jimmy, he's got some time.
He does.
Before he has to officially become part of
the team. Yeah, he doesn't have to show up this afternoon.
Right. I think he's 72 hours.
Something like that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So he's got some time before he's going to make his way down it. You would figure, though, that the conversation has been had. A lot of times the guys that get sent down, they take it very poorly. And you see guys that'll take that full time before they actually report down.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even report, and that leads to another set of circumstances there. I have a feeling with the guy as important as Schwarber, this was a conversation that was talked about.
Sure it was.
He's not, this isn't coming out of left field for him.
No. And like we talked about, he can't hit a lick right now. So he's got to try to get his head screwed back on
correctly. He can hit with power.
Well, that, if he ever hits it.
If he hits it.
There's a big difference. All right, we're coming right back, everybody. Jimmy B and TC is the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports. Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
Boy bands have rocked fans worldwide, taken the music industry by storm, and become mega superstars. But who's the next great one?
America. America. America, are y'all ready?
Host Rita Ora with pop icon Timbaland, the Spice Girls' Emma Bunton, and the Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter. Join forces with you, America, to create the next big music sensation live.
Yes! So happy.
Boy Band premieres tonight, 8, 7 Central. Part of Summer Fun and Games on ABC.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party. June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get three of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Three for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey, talking about your money and your life.
You can do this. You know, that really is the message. Whether you've got $270,000 in student loan debt or $27,000, whether you've got a $50,000 income or a $500,000 income.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 till noon, sponsored by Mediacom Careers.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1.